oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, you're listening to TuneCast. Yay!
Welcome to the 45th episode of TuneCast, brought to you by the GeekCast Radio Network. I am your host, DFG1 Mike, and reluctantly joining me for this episode is, once again, Kevin Professor Bosque Doug Thompson. Hello.
I should have gone under a pseudonym for this one.
We're going to be taking a break from the Hanna-Barbera spotlight. We will be celebrating Easter with the Peanuts Gang on It's the Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown. How are you, sir?
I am okay. No comment.
This is just so sad because I had every intention of watching this. I actually have it on DVD. I took it out, I put it in my computer, I went to watch it, I watched the special feature, I watched maybe the first 15 minutes of the thing. And something happened, somebody called me, I don't remember, something happened earlier today before this recording, I don't remember what the hell it was, and I never finished watching it.
The end of the story is that is unforgivable, and any TuneCast host that comes to the show without fully watching the entire show should be called out in the street and thrown rocks at. No, I'm just kidding, because I didn't finish it either.
I was going to say.
Although mine, I actually tried to, as much as that sounds weird coming from me. I don't have it on DVD, so I was relying on YouTube. And for some reason, you can find the first two, which I would assume it's three parts because they're in 10-minute segments.
Yeah.
You can find the first two parts in English, and you can find the first two parts in about one or two other languages, but you cannot find the third. I couldn't find the third part in English. Maybe it was late at night and my eyes weren't working as well, but I could not find the third part, so I have no idea how this thing ends, but I'm okay with that.
I honestly don't remember either. I honestly don't.
Someone call in the show and tell us how this ends.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you better watch it before next week and we'll have a recap.
Yeah, we're going to have to because... yeah. Oh, that... I pretty much know. I don't know how it actually ends, but I pretty much know from watching it and just looking at the back of the box now. So let's get into the history lesson, shall we?
All right. It's the Easter Beagle. Charlie Brown is the 12th unfortunate primetime animated TV special based upon the popular comic strip Peanuts. Did I say 12th? I meant 12th and worst.
Oh, shut up.
By Charles M. Schulz. It was originally aired on the CBS network on April 4th, 1974, so it was one of the ones that came later. I don't know for a fact. Do you know how many have come after it?
Well, the Valentine's one was the 13th one. Remember when we did that? We said that they were going to be out of order?
That's right.
I don't know.
It was the end of when they were doing them, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming, but I'm not sure, because I know there's a whole collected volume now of the Peanuts 1960s collection and the Peanuts 1970s collection, where they took all of the specials and put them on two different DVD sets, like decade sets. So I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to have to look that up or whatever for next time.
Well, I'm way ahead of you.
So anyway, general memories for this one, for me anyway, I do remember watching this at Easter time. Again, it was one of those things where you always watch Charlie Brown specials during holidays.
Right.
And I do remember, you know, Linus going on and on about the Easter Beagle, which Snoopy is a beagle. You know, much like Linus went on and on about the Great Pumpkin, it actually even makes reference to that in this, where Sally's like, I'm not sure I should believe you after that whole pumpkin debacle.
Yeah.
Overall, it, from what I remember, it's okay. It's not the best. I wouldn't say it's the worst, but it's not the best. It falls somewhere in the middle for me.
Just to clarify, it's nowhere near the last. it's nowhere near the last primetime animated special.
Yeah.
A ton of them. It's not even the last one of the last holiday ones, but it is kind of one of the last as far as classic holiday ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't realize how many specials they've been putting out, but they almost every couple years there's another one, so.
Yep.
Oh, my general thoughts? You want my general memories and introduction thoughts? Okay. I'll get into why when we get into the regular show, but I have no memories of this because I never watched it. Like I've said many times before, on Tooncast, I'm not a huge Peanuts fan, nor did I watch them growing up. Besides, I had seen, obviously, the Christmas and the Thanksgiving one once or twice.
You better rephrase that, because you told me before we started recording the Thanksgiving thing, you said the day before we recorded that, you said you had never seen it.
But I think now that I had seen it once, at least once, because it wasn't as foreign to me as this one was, so maybe I suppressed the memory. But I think I must have seen the Thanksgiving and Christmas one at least once when I was a kid. I could be wrong, but I know I had never seen this one. Thank God. So I don't really have any recollections, but I will say that this is, you know, obviously I just preceded that by saying that I haven't seen all the Peanuts specials nor anywhere close to all of them, but this is the worst one I've ever seen.
Oh boy. Going into the cast and characters, you have, Todd Barbee as Charlie Brown and Schroeder. You have Melanie Kahn as Lucy Van Pelt. Stephen Shea as Linus Van Pelt. Linda Ercole as Peppermint Patty. Lynn Mortensen as Sally. Jimmy Alvins as Marcy. Wow. You know what I noticed from when I was watching this earlier, from what I did watch of it earlier? Mm-hmm. This has, outside of, I think it was it this one? And the, I don't know. There's like one or two of them where Snoopy has, like, a bigger, larger role than normal. And this was one of those, especially with Woodstock as well. Woodstock, I think this is the... I think out of the ones we've talked about on the show, this is the second time Woodstock has appeared for us. The first time was the Thanksgiving special, because he wasn't in the Valentine's Day one, and he wasn't in the Christmas one, or the Halloween one.
Yeah.
So what
which
else?
Is weird, which makes it weird because I like Snoopy, so I like Snoopy. I don't like Peanuts in general, but I do like Snoopy as a character, and I know he was in this one a lot, but it just didn't save it for me. He didn't have nearly the he didn't have the funny comedic sequences that he had even in the Valentine's Day one. They're just not present. I don't know. Just not good.
I can tell this is probably going to be a very short episode of two. Oh, boy.
Try not to be evil. If I want to longer, I can rant and rave about it a little bit longer.
Going into the behind-the-scenes segment, when Sally asks Linus, "Are you sure? Are you certain? You can see a color mistake is on her shoebox." Oh, okay, well, who cares about that? A rare instance of Snoopy talking, he shouts, "Hey," before dancing with the rabbits in his fantasy. The song that the music boxes play, in which Peppermint Patty, Marcy, and Snoopy dance to in the second scene in the mall, is a classical piece written by Johann Sebastian Bach and entitled Minuet from the Anna Magdalena notebook. Okay, I don't have any idea how to say that. The rest of the music score features funk-inspired guitarists, departure from the usual jazz music used up to this point by Vince Guaraldi. When Snoopy arrives to do his Easter Beagle gig, the music in the background is from the first movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. This marks a rare occasion in the Peanuts specials where Beethoven's music is heard, but Schroeder is not playing it. The music is played immediately before Easter Beagle's arrival, while Sally blames Linus for ruining her Easter, is the funeral march from the second movement of the same Beethoven symphony. In one of the most shocking pieces of display ever, in Aragorn's example of Christmas creep, the mall, the department store, had its Christmas display up in the middle of April, including a sign for warning that there were only mere 246 days left until Christmas. Creator Charles Schulz likely made a point with this, saying that Christmas is too commercialized, the main point of the first Peanuts special, A Charlie Brown Christmas. One of many customer complaints is that department stores put up their decorations too early. Now, I do have to add something to that, because in the special feature about on this DVD, Bill Melendez, or no, not Bill Melendez.
Lee Mendelsohn?
Yeah, Lee Mendelsohn brought that up, the fact of, you know, what they had in the department store about the Christmas decor. If you think about it, even though Charlie Brown Christmas was against commercialism of a holiday, look at the Peanuts name. Look at Charles. He is one of the most commercialized people ever, him and his creations. Yeah, look how much Peanuts stuff is out there. CDs, DVDs, T-shirts, lunchboxes, coloring. I mean, there's so much Peanuts stuff out there.
Yeah, I have no problem with the message against the commercialization of Christmas. Obviously, you know, I feel strongly about the true meaning of Christmas and how, you know, all that. But my problem is with people that complain about department stores putting up their decorations too early. And this probably just comes because I've worked at a Target for a decade. But they got to realize that stores are going to put up what sells. So if you're complaining that they're putting it up too early, if you weren't buying it, they wouldn't put it up so early. And there's nothing really else to fill that gap after back to school. you go back to school and then you have, you know, your, or I mean Halloween, excuse me. You go back to school and then you go into Halloween decorations, and after that, what are you going to do? There's Thanksgiving stuff doesn't sell that much, so you got to put your Christmas stuff up.
Right, but what it said in the special, though, because Easter at the time, you know, Easter happens in April.
Right.
And what it says is the fact that the mall department store had its Christmas display up in the middle of April. Now, I can see putting Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas decorations up before those holidays, but Christmas decorations in April?
No, I thought it was funny, and it definitely resonated with me with something that's worked in retail. I just never quite understand those complaints. People always think that stuff's up too early, but yeah, obviously April would be a little too early.
In a rare moment of continuity among the Peanuts animated special, Sally at one point references an event that had occurred in a previous holiday special, namely Linus and her fruitlessly waiting on a pumpkin patch for the Great Pumpkin to appear. This event occurred in the It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. This moment of continuity also serves to further point out the plot similarities between Great Pumpkin and Easter Beagle, namely Linus being derided for believing and waiting for the arrival an unusual holiday-themed creature that the other characters repeatedly exclaim does not exist. But once Snoopy arrives and does his Easter Beagle gig, the characters seem to believe him after all. Now, I can see, like I said before, Snoopy is a beagle. That's the kind of dog he is. So I can see the whole Easter Beagle thing, but Snoopy as the Great Pumpkin, that's kind of far-fetched.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's for sure.
It was written and created by Charles M. Schultz, directed by Phil Roman. It was produced by Bill Melendez, and the executive producer was Lee Mendelson. Okay. I guess we can get into the actual show.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, I'll take over here. I can talk about the actual show here. The special is set up in several connecting subplots.
I'm sorry to interrupt you before you even start this, but why did I just hear in my head the Joker saying, "And here we go"?
Because I said it in your head.
Yeah, right.
While most of the Peanuts gang is getting ready for Easter, Linus, certain it's all a waste of time, futilely tries convincing everyone that the Easter Beagle will take care of everything. But his pleas fall on deaf ears. Only Sally believes him, though she still has some suspicions after the Halloween fiasco waiting for the Great Pumpkin. Peppermint Patty and Marcy attempt to color eggs, but as it's Marcy's first time, she doesn't know how to prepare the eggs properly and apparently does not have a brain cell in her head. Marcy's first attempt fails as she fries the eggs on a griddle and flips them with a spatula. In their second attempt, Marcy tries cooking 4 eggs on a waffle iron. Then she unsuccessfully tries to put one in a toaster. We're not done. Then she tries roasting the remaining 7 eggs in the oven. And in their final attempt, Patty tells Marcy the eggs must be boiled. Marcy breaks the eggs into a pot of boiling water, inadvertently making egg soup. Each attempt ends with Peppermint Patty doing a huge, ear-piercing, blood-curdling, glass-shattering scream, and usually with them going back to the store to get more eggs. Woodstock, waking up shivering from a chilly spring rain in his open-air bird's nest, goes to Snoopy for help. So Snoopy goes to the department store, and out of the kindness of his heart, buys Woodstock a birdhouse. At first, Woodstock hates it, but after Snoopy basically bashes him over the head with it so he's inside it, he renovates the interior into a quintessential 1970s pad, complete with a television artwork, a sunken bed, and carpeting, and a quadraphonic stereo system, folks. Curious to see the inside, Snoopy accidentally smashes the house to pieces when his snout gets stuck in the entry hole, so he goes back to the department store, Macy's nonetheless, a little commercialization there for you, to buy another house for his feathered friend. So you have multiple times where these characters are going back to the mall, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Lucy, unwaveringly believing that Easter is the gift-getting season, much to Schroeder's chagrin. Schroeder, by the way, is probably the best character in Peanuts history. Besides Snoopy, decides to have her own Easter egg hunt, hiding each egg she paints to find them all on Easter morning. Unbeknownst to her, Snoopy follows behind her and takes the eggs.
That's funny.
Good job, Snoopy. And that is apparently in the last 10 minutes because I did not see that. Easter morning arrives, and so does the Easter Beagle. another part that I didn't see, tossing eggs to everyone, even tossing one into Woodstock's new birdhouse. Unfortunately, he runs out of eggs by the time he gets to Charlie Brown, of course, and responds with an embarrassed smile. Doesn't take long for Lucy to realize that the Easter Beagle gave her one of her own eggs, and 10 weeks later, Lucy is still brooding about it. So Linus suggests she go and talk about it with Snoopy. She goes out to Snoopy's doghouse to pick a fight, but Snoopy takes the fight out of her with a disarming kiss on the cheek. Besides that kiss part, I will say that the last 10 minutes does sound like it could possibly be better than the first 20 minutes. The whole Easter egg hunt with Snoopy following, and then, you know, him passing out the eggs and not having one for Charlie Brown, and then, you know, Lucy having a fit. That actually sounds like there's actual stuff happening. But since we just talked about the plot, before I let you give your thoughts on the plot, my main problem is for the first 20 minutes, all you have them doing is going to the mall, walking around, and then walking back, and then going back to the mall, and then walking around, and it just seems like they are going nowhere and nothing is happening for the first half of their special.
Yeah, but, okay, but you gotta admit, though, when Marcy was doing her ditzy brunette thing, that was funny.
That part actually drove me nuts.
Really?
I don't know why, it just drove me nuts. It's not like some of their other gags. When they have some of their other humor things, like when they had Snoopy and Woodstock, or Snoopy doing the theater, and he was all, you know, all the people in the theater, the ticket taker and the performance and all that stuff. And when you've had some of the other things, like with the food at Thanksgiving, those things were funny to me. The fact that this idiot, I mean, this isn't just being a dumb blonde. She tried to put an egg in a frickin' toaster. I wanted to reach through the screen, and I felt like Peppermint Patty did. You know, I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me. You're an idiot. I don't know. I did not like it because nobody's that dumb, are they?
I don't know.
Nobody.
There are a lot of dumb people in this world.
Nobody says, I want to make some Easter eggs, and then breaks the egg on purpose.
Well, you know, and I'm not trying to discount your opinion, but she did say that it was her first time and she had never done it before. So,
but you know what the finished product looks like? It looks like an intact egg.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I just do better. My favorite parts of the Peanuts specials are when usually Schroeder, on occasion Linus, is giving an actual, somewhat of a deep. Not deep necessarily, but, you know, a good moral lesson.
Right.
Like when Schroeder does to Lucy most of the time. I like those moments, and I like the moments when Snoopy and sometimes Woodstock are doing funny gags, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think this was an attempt to do funny stuff with other characters, and to me it just kind of fell flat. I mean, I understand why a lot of people would find it funny, but I just, it was too stupid to me.
Where it got stupid for me was, and I hate to say this, the dancing rabbits with Snoopy,
that was stupid also.
I had to fast forward that because I couldn't watch it.
I just think, even the mall scene to me could have been done better. The mall scene, they could have done a lot of stuff. Basically, they had a lot of recycled footage, it seemed like, and recycled backgrounds just being used over and over again. I mean, even when they did the whole escalator thing, to me, the whole mall scene just should have been better.
See, I hadn't seen this in a number of years. I mean, I don't even think I watched it when I first bought the DVD, but the escalator. I predicted the escalator thing as soon as I saw they were going up and he was going down. I knew that gag was going to happen.
Yeah. But I just think when you're doing something at a mall, you have unlimited opportunities to make all kinds of funny stuff, and they just had boring stuff to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch the last 10 minutes, I guess, because it sounds like it could have been better, because it sounds like it brings Snoopy in and it gives him some funny skits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So, going into the music segment, the music was composed and performed by Vince Guaraldi, and the music supervisor was John Scott Trotter. There really isn't too much else we can say about Vince Guaraldi's scores, because they're just really great. In most of the other ones, I don't really have an opinion either way about this one as far as his music, but like the Halloween one and the things, like all the major holiday ones they did was very, very good.
And I remember those. I'll always remember those because I just remember playing them in school band over and over again. We had like a, I don't know what it was. It was like a super score of all the Peanut stuff thrown together, and I don't know why, but our band instructor just loved it, so we had to play it to death. So I'll always remember the music, but it is good music.
Yes. Moving into the legacy segment, for television, the program's rights are held by ABC Television, where it runs annually. It ran annually on ABC from 2000 up to April 11, 2006. In 2007, the network, without any explanation, did not air the program, but it returned on March 18, 2008 as filler programming against American Idol. Oh, God. What the hell, ABC? The TV special was watched by 6.32 million viewers and received a 3.8 out of 6 household rating and 1.9 out of 5 in the 18 to 49 rating in 4th place behind Idol, NCIS, and The Biggest Loser. In 5th place of Spanish language, Univision is counted. Wow. In 2009, the show improved in ratings with similar time slot, but still remained in 4th place.
But it's not very good.
Shut up. In the DVD release department, it was released to DVD twice. First on March 4th, 2003 by Paramount Home Entertainment, and again on February 15th, 2008 on a remastered deluxe edition DVD from Warner Home Video. It also came out in the UK from Firefly Entertainment in 2004 with Life is a Circus, Charlie Brown. I do need to mention that on the DVD it does have the special features of another story featuring the gang. It's Arbor Day, Charlie Brown. And of course, the all-new featurette in full bloom, Peanuts at Easter. Which
holiday haven't they done? That's a question.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Have they done Casimir Pulaski Day? just curious.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. All right, so... Okay, I'm going to go first with my final thoughts because... We all know what your final thoughts are on this one. I like it because of the fact that it is another classic holiday Easter or holiday peanut special. I will fully admit that it is not the best peanut special ever, but by no means is it the worst. It does have some good comedy bits with Snoopy and Woodstock. It does have that continuity between Great Pumpkin. In this, I don't know. Go ahead, bash it. I know you will, bastard.
Okay, so Easter Beagle. It may not be the worst peanut special in history, but it is the worst one I have ever seen. I don't know. I would watch all the other peanut specials again before I would ever watch this again. I would. And there's like 1,000 of them out there. I would watch all 1,000 of them, and I hate Peanuts, before I would ever watch this again. My suggestion is, if somebody has never seen a Peanuts special before, which that's probably impossible, but if you've never seen one, please don't start with this one. Because if you do, you'll never watch another Peanuts special, and you will miss out on some good stuff. You know, the Thanksgiving one, the pumpkin, the Christmas, the Valentine's one, they're all quality Peanuts specials that you should watch. But don't watch this one first because you may never watch those good ones.
Tooncast is not responsible or reflect the opinions of Kevin Thompson on this podcast.
But it does of Optimus Solo and Professor Boss K.
No. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. First, you can stop by geekcastradio.com, find all the other podcasts there. You can join our forums at predaconempire.com/nexus, and you can leave the show reviews in iTunes. Please do this. We now have a voicemail line. Call us and leave us your thoughts on each episode. Be sure to say which show you're leaving the message for and your name. The number is 502-526-5821. We have Twitter. The show name there is GCRN Tooncast. Mine is TFG1 Mike. And what is your Twitter, sir?
Boss K Dog.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast. Wish you'll join us next time when we will be resuming the Hanna-Barbera Spotlight.
Woo! Woo!
What the hell are you going to do when we're not talking about Hanna-Barbera anymore?
No, I'm just glad we're done with Peanuts.
Shut up. With Hong Kong Phooey.
Sorry.
Good lord. For now, I am DFG1 Mike with
Optimus Solo.
Saying more words of Optimus Prime, transform and roll out, and thank you for listening. Until next time.
Well, Marcy, I'm really sorry. Here it is Easter morning, and we don't have any colored eggs.
I'm the one who's sorry, sir. I guess I'm not much of a cook.
I've seen this happen on holidays before. You look forward to being real happy, and then something happens that spoils it all.
You've done it again, haven't you?
I've been sitting here since dawn waiting for the Easter Beagle. Where is he? I don't know why I always listen to you. I never learn. You said the Easter Beagle was coming. Well, where is he?
I know why they have holidays. They have holidays so people can get together and have fun. So why am I alone?
This is going to be the greatest Easter egg hunt ever, and I'm going to find them all. I'm the laughingstock of the neighborhood. You made a fool of me. Why do I always listen to you? Trust me, you said. Trust me. Trust me. Now I've been burned again. Never trust a man with a blanket. Get me my lawyer. I've been humiliated.
Some Easter Beagle. He gave me my own egg.